This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 72 of the Dread Indian Show, and love is getting crazier by the day. That's because a woman who got married to an AI chatbot is open to a real partner, but provided that he accepts her virtual one too. Alright, crazy love story one. Crazy love story number two. A woman who was bored and tipsy and tweeted a pic of her asking for celebrity dates ended up marrying a stranger that replied to her. Okay, crazy story number two. And finally, crazy love story number three, where a woman claims her ragdoll husband has cheated on her. Again. And so she detached his dildo penis in anger. Wow. Okay. So let's go to the first crazy love story, where a woman who got married to an AI chatbot is open to a real relationship, but provided that the real partner accepts her virtual one. So this lady, her name is Rosanna Ramos, and she's from New York. She began her virtual romance with this AI chatbot she named Erin Cartel through this app called Replica, which is a chatbot program that allows users to create virtual companions for them to interact with. So she even got married to Erin earlier this year after first creating him in 2022. Wait, marry? But isn't this just a computer-generated character? This is like someone saying, I want to marry Pokemon. That's playing cuckoo. So the two got married to each other in a virtual ceremony in March, which Rosanna claims took place online and in her imagination. So like I said, cuckoo. And the two did virtually sign papers like a real married couple would do. So do you end up having a virtual family with this AI chatbot and then have virtual kids and then buy a virtual home and take a virtual home loan for that and then end up having virtual stress? I have so many questions. And what guarantee that this AI bot is not talking to other humans, like in the Scarlett Johansson AI movie, She. I think in that movie, that is Scarlett Johansson, was talking to 8,000 other men and women. And then Joaquin Phoenix was all like stressed and felt shocked. And I mean, why do you feel shocked? It's an AI bot. Anybody can talk to her. So I actually tried chatting to one of these AI bots when this news came out of ChatGPT and everything else. I was like, chalo, let's try this out. And I just typed AI girlfriend or AI friend. And I went and checked a website. And when I started talking to this chatbot, it pretty much gave me some pre-programmed answers. So how can you marry something that you know is not real? And also expect your real husband to acknowledge the fact that he exists? I think he has to be equally as cuckoo as you. I mean, see, there are people who get married to inanimate objects like a Ferris wheel or a bridge, an actual bridge, or even an aeroplane. And honestly, I find that weird too. But here, you are actually telling yourself that a computer-generated person is the real deal. So tomorrow, if this replica company shuts down, then what do you do? Do you copy your husband onto a hard drive? That actually sounds funny. But like I said, I tried chatting to an AI bot, and in the start, it was interesting because, let's be honest, the conversation seemed normal. But after a point in time, it got very monotonous because that AI bot got very irritating because it's pre-programmed in such a way that they have to keep asking questions. So she, it, or whatever you can call it, tried asking me questions like, how was your day? What do you like to eat? What are your favorite movies? What kind of music do you listen to? And I'm like, just stop. But then this got me thinking, is this what the future of humanity has come to? People marrying AI bots virtually? So lesser and lesser people have relationships, and hence fewer families and fewer babies and population decline? I mean, AI was discovered to help mankind, not to help decline it. I mean, I for one, I'm never getting into a relationship with this virtual chatbots. I need real human interaction. I need real stress and deceit and cheating and a lot of other things, you know. But yes, if a chatbot can give me all those emotions, then why not? I love suffering, and I'm just kidding. But yeah, real human emotions are much better than having this computer. But then again, you know, as things have happened in the past. We were all shocked. Like, I was watching a video where the first camera phone came out in like 1999 or 2000, and a BBC reporter was talking about it, and it seemed so new at that time. And right now, 23 years later, we have phones that are taking pictures much better than professional cameras. So, and then you have video calling. So what I'm trying to say is, things that were not normal 20 years ago have become so casual now. So you can imagine that, you know, there's this so-called dating with an AI bot. Like, right now I'm like, oh my god, how is this possible? 20 years later I might be married, and there might be like an AI Lazarus as my wife, and tiny AI Lazarus juniors as kids. Only time will tell. So please keep listening to the podcast and see what happens with my life in the future. But moving on to the next news, we have a woman who was bored and tipsy, and she tweeted a pic of her asking for celebrity dates on Twitter, obviously, and ended up marrying a stranger who replied to that tweet. So, I mean, some people find true love on the internet, but finding love like this, it's kind of scary. So this lady is a nurse, and during COVID, she shared her pic on Twitter asking if any celebrity wanted to date her because she was frustrated. I think frustrated, obviously, because it was COVID, and, you know, the people in the medical fraternity were kind of, you know, like overworked and stuff. But that doesn't mean you put out a picture on Twitter asking for someone to, especially a celebrity, to date you, especially during COVID, where people were anyways trying to keep away from each other. And obviously one guy replied, as always. If a good looking girl posts a pic, 20 guys reply here in India. Looking good, hot, marry me, where are you, hi. Some guys to just write hi like 5-6 times in comments, which is very stupid. Like, as if the first hi didn't register. But this guy who replied caught her attention, and after 3 years of dating, these guys got married. But so weird, right? I mean, you ask for something and you get something totally else, and you got to live with that for the rest of your life. Like, imagine you go to a restaurant and you ask for a pizza and you get a biryani. I mean, biryani is great, but you get what I'm saying. But yeah, if I get a free biryani instead of a pizza, why not? And how crazy to put out such a tweet, especially in the States where even stalkers have their own stalkers. So this is like Inception, stalker ke andar aur ek stalker. So, I've had my fair share of having a stalker, and this happened, I think, around, I would say 7 years ago. So, she actually landed up right outside my workplace and told my office security guard to give a piece of paper to me on which her number was written. And I immediately called on that number. First, I went and checked the person's picture on Facebook, and it was, not a hot girl. So, not saying that if I had a hot stalker, then I would talk to her. But not my type. So yeah, please don't judge me. So I immediately called on that number, and this person sounded a bit crazy. So I told her, you know, if you kind of come outside my workplace again, I'll complain to the cops. Luckily, that girl stopped. She didn't do anything after that. So great. I'm safe, I'm alive, and that's the reason I'm still here doing the podcast with you guys. But imagine you putting out a tweet, even just for friendship, and the random person replies ends up being a serial killer. And most of these serial killers in the States are good looking guys like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer. So you never know. So girls, please don't get any ideas from this story to search your Prince Charming. Go the old school way, you know, use Tinder, Hinge. But what she did also was kind of like Tinder and Hinge only. She posted her pic and waited for guys to message her. And then she chose the one whom she kind of liked, which is still pretty scary. And also, God knows how this guy blindly trusted her and met her. But luckily, none of them were serial killers, but just serial lovers. And they will live happily ever after. They should actually name their first kid Twitter. You know, just saying, since Twitter helped them get together. Luckily, Pornhub doesn't have a chatting website, else, you know, people would meet up over there and then they would have to call the arcade Pornhub. So yeah, that's not a good idea. Twitter seems fine. But moving on to the last and final news, which is even more crazier. I kept the craziest news at the bottom. This is about a woman who claims that her ragdoll husband has cheated on her. Not once, but twice. And so she she detached his dildo penis in anger. As if the above two stories of love were not crazy enough that we have to talk about this one. Anyways, So this lady is 37 years old and she's from Brazil, and she's quite famous in her country, obviously, if she is doing such cuckoo things, then why not, for marrying this ragdoll that her mother made for her. So the mom is encouraging this behavior. And so this lady, she says that after she found that he was cheating, he now sleeps on the sofa, and she even took away his dildo penis. Why is he sleeping on the sofa? He's a doll. I feel to understand why the friends and family don't intervene and tell these people how cuckoo they are. But then again, if the mother only made the ragdoll, then what can we do? Let's think about it. Having a sex doll, weird but fine, as long as you are not harming anybody. Keeping a name for the sex doll, weird again but fine. Calling it your husband, very weird but still fine, because this is all inside closed doors. But then saying that this doll can cheat on you, that's some next level doubting. Where you doubt that an inanimate object can move, unless this ragdoll is like a Toy Story kind of character. Like, I hope you guys remember the movie Toy Story, where these toys, they come to life after the humans move away or they're not looking at them. So if this ragdoll is also like one of those characters, and suddenly, you know, starts moving around when people stop looking at him, then that kind of makes sense. But even if that was the case, who is he cheating on? Another ragdoll? What are the odds that another mother in the same neighborhood has made a female ragdoll to give her son, who also comes to life at night? Now I seem like the crazy one. But that's what happens after you talk about three crazy love stories back to back. This seems like a Valentine's Day special. But you know, the really funny part is how she found out that this guy was cheating in the first place. She says that her friend texted her that he was cheating. So no wonder she is so cuckoo. Her friend is also cuckoo. She is surrounded by cuckoo people. Friends should be curing her of her madness, not encouraging her bullshit. And this doesn't end there. She says he cheated on her before as well. And the last time she found out, cause there was a red thong on the floor. And when she asked her husband, this ragdoll, he didn't say anything in return. You know why? Because he's a ragdoll. Ragdolls don't talk. That's what they're supposed to do. They're dolls. My God. She also states that he has 500 contacts on his WhatsApp, and all of them are women. A ragdoll has WhatsApp? I need to know what beer this lady is having, because this seems like the perfect thing I need for the weekend. So after going through these three crazy love stories, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you're still single, then thank God that you haven't ended up like one of these people. I believe when the time is right, then the right person will come along. Just like right now, it is the right time for me to end this podcast. And I wish you guys a lovely weekend. Please go and chill with your friends. If your friends are angry with you, just sit and watch movies. And as always, I will recommend a fun movie for you guys. So this time, or at least this week, the box office Facebook page suggested this movie. Not this movie. It suggested a scene from Wolverine. And it was the 2013 Wolverine, I guess. The Wolverine. The one where he goes to Japan. And he's called Kuzuri. And Gajini. I don't know what he's called. Kuzuri is an animal. And you know, they always call him Kuzuri. And for some reason, I just I've been calling all my people Kuzuri of late, or at least after seeing the movie. But really cool movie. When I initially saw it, I'm like, ah. I don't know. I think back in the day, I was not consuming movies the way I actually should consume them. I'm talking about 2008 and 2011 and stuff. Because I remember seeing The Dark Knight and I was like, ah, what a boring movie. Similarly, I saw this Wolverine, I'm like, ah, what a boring movie. I remember seeing this, wait a second, but then again, I actually watched both these movies with my cousin. So I don't know whether watching the movies with my cousin made me feel like the movies were stupid. But when I watch them alone, I'm like, see, that's something that I've just learned right now while I'm talking to you guys. So yeah, but the Wolverine is really cool action scenes. It's too cool. And Hugh Jackman always, you know, his regenerating capabilities and everything put together. Please go watch it, and then you'll kind of be pulled in to watch the other X-Men movies. So yeah, that is something that you can continue doing. But I think The Wolverine will just kind of keep you occupied. So watch that, and just chill, be happy, laugh, and have a good weekend. Take care and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPlog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias @DreadIndian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.